Okay, I just want to go through, we're learning Siman Kuvayin Ches, So Kuvayin Ches is the lachas of Shini, Makim, and the Siman Kuvayin Ches is the lachas of Hetzach Hadas. I just want to point out that we're going to deal with them as independent of each other, because according to Machaber, they clearly are independent of each other. That's what Rehars, I'm looking at me with that look. Right. The Ramah, however, learns that they're not really independent of each other. Really, the halacha of Shin Mokim is a form of Hesach Hadas. It's a halachically mandated concept of Hesach Hadas, but it's a din of Hesach Hadas. Whereas the Rambam, Machaber follows the Rambam, that it's a different din totally. It's this independent din called Shin Mokim, but that's some Hesach in the Mokim of Indiniyah Kilo. And there are some nafkaminas between the Ashkenazim and the Svardim. So today's Shir will be brought to you for the Ashkenazim. So the Svardim can get a separate rendition at a different time. So Chazal came along and they said there's a concept that a person makes a bracha. So the bracha, at the beginning of a meal, a person makes a bracha. The bracha is nimshak for everything else he eats in the meal. He doesn't make a new bracha every bite that he eats. He doesn't make a bracha every time he takes a new course. He doesn't make a new bracha. He has one apple, his second apple, he had planned to have two apples, three apples, five apples. Every bite is on a new bracha. You made a bracha. There's a concept that a bracha is nikva. It remains for the duration of the achila. We didn't finish off talking about the lachas. If a person has a new item, we'll get to that. Hopefully, maybe we'll do Sunday morning. We'll cover those halachas also. But there's a concept that you have a kavias makam. You're kavua in a makam, so that achila extends for the duration of your achila. A person has intention. I'm planning to eat a whole apple, two apples, three apples. I'm planning to eat that allows it to extend. So let's say a person is kavay himself in a makam. So this is his makam achila. He's in a meal. Or he's in the middle of eating a snack. This is his makam. So that becomes the bracha extends for that period of time. Therefore, when he changes his makam, he leaves that makam. We see that's considered as his intent has ended, and therefore he needs a new bracha when he wants to continue to eat again. Chazal differentiated in this concept between two types of foods. There are foods which get a chashivas of makam, a very strong chashivas of makam, and Chazal defined that as something which is ton bracha achrena achreim bimkaimam. Something which requires that the bracha karta should be said here. The person, best example of that is pas, is bread. Bread, the halacha, Chazal said, you have to bench here where you ate. You know, you can't bench somewhere else. A person left in maize, he's mechuyev to come back to this makam. The shogeg is also mechuyev to come back to this makam with some exceptions. It's difficult, etc. But the person is mechuyev to come back to that makam to bench. So they got a very strong chashivas of makam to start with. This is your makam. So we defined it as a makam. So even if the person will walk away for a little bit and he comes back, he doesn't need a new bracha. The person walks somewhere else and wants to continue eating, he doesn't need a new bracha. Because it was chash, it got a kviyas of makam. Mezoinus, which is not in the form of pas, the Mishabur brings that's a machlokes. Yeshua, I remember the Mechaber, the Ma. And the rest of the Zion Minim, the Paris of Oritz, dates, figs, etc., that is also machlokes, whether that has this halacha of getting a din of Shini Makam, losing, not even a din of Shini Makam, but Kutz Kameh Bracha Achrona Bim Kaimam, Bracha Achrona Bichrea Bim Kaimam. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says we should try and stay away from that type of a situation because that's going to create a significant halachic challenge. Okay, so let's talk about things which do have a strong din of Shini Makam. It's not pas, it's not mezoinus, it's not peiros, which there's no question that they have din of Shini Makam. So it starts out because you have a makam to start with. So therefore, if a person is traveling, a person is a halach drachim, and he doesn't have a makam to start with, he's on his car, he's walking, and he's a halach drachim. So that bracha you don't lose your bracha, but as long as you tend to continue to eat, because it wasn't the makam to start with that you're leaving your makam. This is what you're doing, is you're eating as you're going. So that becomes your makam or your non-makam. And therefore, in that situation, a person does not need to make a new bracha as he continues on. If a person had intent, l'chatchila, when he was in Makom A, eating his apple or what it was, he's going to be moving to Makom B. He had intent lechatchila. So that's, again, it's along the similar halachas of halik to rachim. Since he had intent lechatchila to go from Makom A to Makom B, that will allow him to... So that case, if a person, if he had intent lechatchila, the mechaber, the mishabrus, even if he had intent lechatchila, he would still need a new bracha. Except for with the exception of hoked derachim. If he we have to define what's called leaving makom. So we said there's a concept of makom. What's called your makom? So a person's in a room, that's his makom. That's very clear. So even if he goes from one end of the room to the other end of the room, that's still called his makom. Even if the room is very large and I can't necessarily see from one end of the room to the other end of the room, I can't see my original. It's all the same room. That's my makom. That's where I am. If I want to go from room to room, if I go from room to room, so that's already a different makom. That's not the same. It's not the same room. A person goes from in one room to another room. That's a machloekis. That some say that's called the chatchila. It's called when it's under one roof. That's called one makom. So it's under one roof. It's still considered one makom. So I didn't do a shini makom. So that's a machloekis. The Mishnah says a chatchila, a person should not get involved in that and leave from one room to the other room. But in the case of if a person did it, he would not need a new bracha. Let's say something which is it's a place where it's regal to go from one room to the other room. The person goes to the kitchen. So in that case, Mishnah Berurah says if you can see from one room to the other room, that's not going to be a problem. One room to the other room is has the mile. If you can see it, that's okay. Let's say a person has a situation where their kitchen is not immediately adjacent to their dining room. You can't see from the kitchen to the dining room. So you don't have the heter of royet. And it's mechadel cheder. But on the other hand, it's rogel. The balabasa gets up in the middle of the meal and she goes to the kitchen and she goes back and forth. Since it's rogel, that's considered like a person had intent. And here's the case where the Shabura says that intent, the chachila, works by mechadel cheder. Or if it's a person is rogel, even having intent, and that's what they normally do, that's how they normally eat in their house, they go from one room to another room. So either das or being rogel is sufficient to say that you do not need a new bracha. The going from the house out to a porch, which is not covered, it's not under the same roof, going from the house to a porch is not under the same roof, there's some place that said that's considered even less of a heter. So as much as Mr. Burr said the chachila, we don't do that, so we wouldn't do that the chachila in this situation. And it's Roy's original makom, that is much better. It's not considered a new makom, and we'll be makel on that. So if you can see from the merpeset to the original makom where you were, person goes from the house to the sukkah. This is a common issue. So the sukkah is immediately adjacent to the house, so that's not a problem. If it's not immediately adjacent to the house, you have a problem. You're going into a different makomus. You left the house, went into the backyard, and then you went into the sukkah. So that becomes much more challenging in halacha. That lechara should be a problem. A person goes from the house out to the front yard. It's not enclosed, it's not part of the house, it's to the front yard. So here we said from house to house, das does not work. As long as you can still see the original makom, so rias makom doesn't work from bias to bias. But rias makom from bias to a non-bias, like to the front yard, should be sufficient to allow you at least that situation we're not in the bracha. Regards to the bracha achrona, so the mechaber says it's a new makom shevachia before you leave to say the bracha achrona, and you make a new bracha rishona for the Ashkenazim, Ramo says that this is not a halacha at the end. It's the end of the meal, and that you need a bracha achrona. You plan to eat more, so you say a bracha achrona at the end of the whole process of your eating. But you need a bracha mishana. It's only coming the bracha mishana. Mishmur points out in case of a person, we said that pas is different because pas has it. You have to say bracha achrona b'mikaymoy. It's only via kazayis or pas. Because Zayas and Pas is Mechayev Bracha Achrona. So I have a Chiyuv of Bracha Achrona benching Bim Kaimoy, and therefore, when I leave, I don't need a new Bracha Rishona. If a person not eat a Kazayas of Pas yet, so then he would need a new Bracha to continue eating Pas again, or he would need a new Bracha. Gabi Mizornis, we said, so the Chatzkila, a person should not rely on Mizornis. A person did Dershin Yimachim by Mizornis, Allah has been given, he doesn't make another bracha. Interesting challenge comes up, a person sat down and he ate Mizornis and he drank something. And then he walks out. So we said, look, so the Gabi, the Mizornis, we say it's considered, it doesn't lose its kviyas, and you would not need a new bracha. The Gabi, a drink normally, person does. So do you say, since I have to go back to my original makom to make my bracha achrona on my mezonos, so over here I'm in a situation where I'm forced to go back to my original makom, so that should help me for the bracha of the drink also, should not need a new bracha. Or you say, you can sing independently. So it's a question that's always flying around in my mind for years. I saw the Sefer, they quoted that they asked this question to Tom Kanievsky, and he said, you look at each one independently. That's what he passed. That I found in the Sefer Mezonos Bracha that he brings this question. Just looking at it this morning, I found that he brings this question where you have two different things, and he brings, of course, it's a machloikis. It says Nechlu Kapayskin is Manenu Echem Gedel Hador. Har says you do make okay. So you know who Echem Gedel Hador is. Fine. So he said it's going to be it's a machloek as the ma'ase. He brings it, but the ma'ase he brings from the Roshan Rapasa, you would not make another bracha. On the other, it's considered a kviyas on that makom. You don't make a bracha on the other bracha, a bracha on another thing. Chazal came along and said if you have a situation where when you leave there's people which are staying, so you're not losing your kviyas because the makom is still kayim, the group is still there. So in that situation where a person leaves and he and left some people behind, so that situation, when he comes back, he does not need another bracha. A person, in case of a situation where a person left and they left nobody behind, that's when you've lost your kviyas. If you leave somebody behind, you do not lose your kviyas. One last point over here, the Mechaber brings down the Kufayim Tess. Really, it's not along these topics, but he mentions it in the Kufayim Tess. I just want to mention it. What if a person's situation, he's mafsik in the middle of eating, drinking, etc., to daven. He's mafsik to daven. So the Mechaber says in that situation, you finish davening, do you need to make another bracha? You interrupted with davening. So the Mechaber says, no, you not need to make another bracha. The bracha, you plan to continue eating. You realize you had to stop the daven because it's getting close to this man. So you do not need another bracha. Now, that's... If you left, it's a different, the person davened there in that place. He didn't leave going somewhere else. So a person was sitting in shul, he was eating something, all of a sudden it's time for mincha, he's davened mincha afterwards, he was planning to continue eating, he would not need another bracha. If he left, it would be defined by the lachas of leaving, what the lachas of leaving are. It's interesting because the Bir Halacha points out that by Pesach night, the Gros says, the reason why we make a bracha Rishona on the second kois is, well, because you're mafsik, because you said Haggadah in the middle. You make a bracha on the fourth kois because you were mafsik, you said Hallel in the middle. So why were there, you're mafsik in the middle, so why are we here? What's the difference? So the Grover says, because while you're saying Haggadah, you're not supposed to eat. So that's considered a Hesed Hadas. So I've never seen anybody who was mad or drinking in Milishman Esrei. The Chorus should be the same thing. So he raises that question over here. It's interesting, it's like a side, why is that something here? So the Bir Halacha and Divrei Rishus raises this question. He says, so much of the Chayv Kavua, that this is the way it was set up. The chachil, it's chayv kavua. That's a tenor to have. So we hear it happens to be b'mikra that came out. You're davening in the middle, so that's like b'mikra, and in that situation you would not. That's not considered evil. You can't eat during that point in time. Is it your plan to be continue afterwards? So the law is you do not eat another bracha.